This is Rabbi Nissan L. Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. We begin Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph 23a, the first section, the black text. Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot take the incense and drop them onto a coal on Yontif because you're either extinguishing or increasing the fire. But, again, top of our page, Al Gabe Cheres Mutter. If you drop them onto earthenware, and obviously the earthenware is hot, that is mutter, because you're not going to, right? There's no extinguishing. You're going to create the aroma you want. It'll burn, create the smoke from the incense, but you can't extinguish a earthenware pot, and you can't burn. I mean, you could burn, but they're not going to create fire in an earthenware pot. V'Rabba Amar, and Rabba says, Al Gabe Cheres Nami Aser. Not only can't you do it on coal, but you cannot drop the incense on the earthenware either. Not because you're going to have fire issues, extinguishing or creating more fire. Mishum kamolid recha. You are creating a scent, right? That the incense is going to create a scent in the earthenware vessel, and that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. So Rabba v'Rab Yosef, Rabba and Rab Yosef, the Amre Tavayah, they both said, Sachofe kasa ashira biyomatova, to overturn a kasa, a cup, on shira, on silk, on Yontif, right? Obviously, there is something that is scented in this cup. To just overturn a cup, right, would be silly, right? But you have something scented in this cup, you turn it over onto silk on Yontif. Aser, it is prohibited to do that on Yontif, right? Says Rabba and Rav Yosef, my taima. Why? What's the reason? Mishum de kamolid recha, because you are going to create a scent in the silk garment that is prohibited on Yontif. Gemara says, now wait a minute. Umay shnami molalo ume riachbo. Vikotmo ume riachbo. Right? We have a brisa which seems to imply the opposite, right? You can take a piece of wood, a nice smelling wood. I don't know what wood smells nice, but choose a nice smelling wood, right? And you can press it with finger, right? Roll it between your fingers. You can snip off a piece, right? Kotmo, and you can smell it. Right? It seems that let's use the word aroma. The aroma is not an issue. The Gemara says, no, those two cases are fundamentally different. Hasam recha miha isa. Ve'osofe hu dekamosif recha. In the case of the wood where you're pushing it, pressing it, rolling it, snapping it, their scent inherently exists in the wood. And you're just bringing it out a little bit, right? When you roll it, push it, snap it, bend it, it just brings it forth a little bit, but you didn't create scented wood. You're just coaxing it out of the wood. Hacha, but in the case of the silk or the case of the earthenware, olode hu de kamolid recha, you are essentially creating the scent in this garment or vessel. Now, Rava Amar, Rava says, I argue on everything. He says, I think you can throw the incense right onto the coal, not just the earthenware, but even on the coal. What about extinguishing? Right, every time you put meat by basar on coals, it also sort of extinguishes it a little bit, but that's clearly permitted. And so too, in the case of the incense, it's the same thing. That's part of the permitted process of burning, cooking, etc. on Yontif. So Darish Rab Gavia mi Beik Til Apitcha de Beiresh Galusa. So Rab Gavia from the house of Katil, he learns, expounds, right? He is at the house, the opening of the house of the Resh Galusa, right? The exilarch. Kitura Shari. And he says, you are allowed to do Keturah. The problem is we don't have any idea what that means. Not just we, but even the Gemara. So Amalei Amemar. Amemar says, my Keturah. What do you mean by Keturah? My Keturah be a day, if it's talking about Keturah. Right, about making knots. Right, one language explanation of the word keturah is to make knots. So then maise uman hu. That's a maise uman. That is a craftsman, an artisanal knot, and that is prohibited. Right, the kosher is big problem. Shabbos nyantiv. Ve'ila ashen. Right, if we're talking keturah, not from a knot but from ketoret, right, to produce spice, it should be forbidden. Daka mechabe, because you're going to be extinguishing. So Amale Rav Ashi, so says Rav Ashi, I'm going to explain this to you. I'll explain to you the words of Rav Gavia. Right? It can't be making a knot. There's no way to actually get that mutter. So La Olam La Ashi Mide Dehave Abisra Agumre. Right? Really, it's La Ashi, but it's the same thing as putting a piece of meat over the coals when the meat drips down. It has a little bit of an extinguishing factor, and that's permitted. So too, by the incense, it is permitted. So, Iga de Amre, some have it learned a slightly different way. Amale Amemar. Amemar says, my Keturah. Right? What is Keturah? So, Iketurah biyadei maise uman. If we're talking about making knots with your hands, right? These artisanal craftsman knots, so that's a maise uman, and that's totally usher. Okay, there really is no way around that. But Ila Ashen, if we're talking about like ketores, incense, asur, then it should be prohibited to kamolid recha, because you are going to, right, create this scent, this aroma, right? So now we're not concerned with the extinguishing, we're concerned with the molid recha. So Amar Ravashi. Rav Ashi says, Ana Amrisa Nihale, I'm the one, right, who said this. Umishbeda Gavar Rabba Amrisa Nihale, in the name of a great person, I said it in front of him. La Olam La Ashem, that really it is La Ashem, Umididahava Abisra Agumre. Right, and the same, we're worried about extinguishing, but it's not a problem because it's very similar to putting a piece of meat over the coals and having, again, the pieces drip down. Says Ravashi, final word, it was me. This is what it means, and that is the end of our story. Concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.